If you're here for the first time or for the first talk in this series, we're exploring the idea of yearning for the spiritual. We are all yearning for it together, in a sense, wanting to see what is true spirituality, wanting to see what it means to be spiritual, wanting to see if there is perhaps something more spiritual than what we currently experience. We're made as spiritual beings, made with an inbuilt knowledge that there must be a force out there that is in control that we are to relate to in one way or another. And as we venture into thinking about true peace today, it is interesting to delve into what we think will bring us true peace and whether it has anything to do with an external force or whether it's just something internal. We all have our ideas and our ideals that we think will bring about some peace in our lives. I need to say at this point that I'm not thinking about world peace this morning. That's a different topic. Instead, I'm focusing on internal peace within ourselves. I think we all have a list of things that we think that if only this was right and these things were right in my life, then I would be at peace. One of the biggest factors that bring about peace for us is relationships. If our relationships are at peace, if there is no conflict, everyone's understanding each other properly, everyone's communicating how they feel about the other party, everyone's humble enough to say sorry when they needed to, children are obedient, respecting their parents, parents are showing adequate patience with their children, bosses at work caring for their staff, employees working with integrity so there's no tension or sneakiness going on, and so the list goes on. Relationships are everywhere, aren't they? And if relationships were working well, I think we would have an incredible sense of peace in our lives. Perhaps there are other areas that would bring true peace if they were sorted out too. They might be financial stresses, the mortgage that always seems a strain to pay off, amidst the endless cycle of hefty bills. Or another big area of struggle, which is becoming more and more common these days, is depression. For those who struggle with depression, true peace might be to wake up in the morning and not feel defeated about the day ahead within the first 5 minutes, but rather to have a sense of peace about the day ahead, a sense of, yes, I can do this, and I might even do it well. I can face most things that I know that I have to do today, and I have a peace about that. That's what it might look like if you've got depression. There are many areas that we want to have sorted out in our lives. And these are the things I think that we want. I guess the question we have to ask is, if they are all in place, all these things are sorted out and they're running well, are they going to bring true peace? Because if they're not, and we spend our whole lives seeking to get them sorted out, but we miss out on the one thing that will actually bring us peace, well, I think then that that is a source of great depression. What I want to propose this morning is that there is something that we actually need above and beyond all these factors that we've talked about that will bring true peace. And it's something that's not subjective, not reliant upon how we feel. It doesn't change day to day depending on what sort of sleep we've had, whether the kids woke you too early, the fight that wasn't resolved from yesterday with your spouse, the big bill that is becoming more overdue every day, or waiting to hear if you get the job that you've been interviewed for. It's not a peace that depends upon you and your actions or others' actions. This peace is not subjective like that. It is objective. It is unchanging, and it's not reliant upon our circumstance. It's a sort of peace that can be had whether you live in a slum or a mansion, whether you have no money or bags full, whether you have great relationships with those around you, or you experience fighting and tensions wherever you look. Now that sounds fairly appealing to me. I don't like being thrown around day to day by every little occurrence. I want to have an internal peace that can't be moved, is unshakable, and highly resilient. I believe what we need is peace with God. I believe that is our greatest need and the only peace that will bring some resolve to all our peace wants and our real peace needs. Romans 5:1 it's a brilliant verse. It just captures so much in one sentence of the Bible. It says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now I need to unpack that a bit for us. But at the outset, it says that we can have peace with God because of Jesus. Friends, that is radical news. Having peace with God is the single most important thing in this life. To know that the Creator God, who made you and who judges you at the end of your life, is your friend, is so incredibly significant. To think that peace with God is actually a reality is mind-blowing. And what's even better is that when we have peace with God, that doesn't change. We don't have days when we're at peace with Him and then days when we aren't. We are at peace 100% every day, forever. This is the objective peace that I was talking about earlier. Not subjective, based upon our circumstances, but objective peace that does not change. And the reason it doesn't change is because it's not based upon you and the uncontrollable factors around you. We can be at peace with God because of something that has happened in the past and that has happened once and for all with no turning back. What has happened is that a Saviour has acted and made it possible for all of us to be saved, no matter who we are, no matter where we live, no matter what we've done. A Saviour has acted so that we can be forgiven and have peace with God. And that Saviour is Jesus. Therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been justified through faith. What does the term justified mean? Well, it's kind of like you've been in a court of law, you're standing before the judge, and you say, "Yes, I follow Jesus. My faith is in Him to save me because of His actions at the cross. I do not vouch for myself to save me. I don't deserve saving, and I can't save myself. So I'm with Jesus, and I want to wear His t-shirt from now on." And so the judge says to you, "Right, I declare you not guilty then, because Jesus has taken your sentence for you." That's what it means to be justified through faith in Jesus. You stand there just as if I'd never sinned. That's a helpful way to remember what justified means. It's just as if I'd never sinned. It's a legal term and an absolute term. And if you have been deemed justified, then you are justified. You're not half justified or a little bit or justified yesterday but not today. When you are justified, you are justified. We can have peace with God, every single person in the world, no matter what we've done, no matter where we've been, no matter who we've been with, no matter whether we're rich or poor, this peace is on offer to everyone. And the reason is because it is not based on our own performance. It is not based upon what we have done or do or plan to do, but about what Jesus has done. And that's why it doesn't change. It doesn't change with different circumstances. Whether you've had the best day ever or the worst day in the history of man, as though somehow you have authority to declare that, but when you declare it, no one's going to say anything because you're cranky as it'll get out anyway. It's the worst day. No matter what, it does not change. You have peace with God if you have been justified through faith in Jesus. And friends, this is actually the peace that we need. Peace with the Creator, knowing that the Creator God, the God of heaven and earth, the ruler over all things, the judge of mankind, actually looks upon you and says, "I love you. I really do. I really care for you. I know your name and I know everything about you and I really care about what happens in your life. I really do. And when you die, you are still mine and I'm going to bring you home to heaven for an eternity in the best place that you can't imagine. If you just try to imagine what you think heaven will be like, it's going to be so much better than that. That is what it means to have peace with God. And that is the peace that we need. To have peace about our eternity and to know that God loves you right now and will continue loving you for eternity, that is mind-blowing. One of the benefits of knowing God is that you know who is in charge. And this brings untold amounts of peace too. Our reading from earlier in Psalm 46 said a few key things. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. I think that last part sounds a bit like a regular day in life. Something about roaring and foaming and falling into the abyss of washing and patience not quite surging like it should. Something like that, I think. No, it's saying no matter what is going on around us in life, no matter how many wars are raging in the world or within us, no matter what the stock market is doing, no matter what inner torment we may face in our hearts and our souls and our minds, God is our refuge and strength. He is an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. He is in charge. He knows what is going on more than we do, and he can actually affect all things. Hands up if you've ever been to the Adventure Playground at St Kilda. Yep, pretty good place to go. It's got a big fortress, and there's tunnels, and there's slides that come down from it, and it's free, and it's outdoors, and OH&S haven't got to it yet. Can you imagine the enemies approaching, and you could hide inside that fortress and be protected? Yeah, I'm not sure to do a whole lot, but anyway. The picture of refuge in the Bible is a place of shelter, a place of being protected, a place of trust, like a shield that protects you from arrows. That is what God offers us. God is our refuge and strength. Verse 6 says, nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall, he lifts his voice, the earth melts, the Lord Almighty is with us. This is from Psalm 46. There's chaos everywhere, God speaks and the earth melts. That's an awesome picture of our God who is in charge. He is almighty, he is in control. And if you have peace with the one who is in control and know that he is your refuge, yes, you personally, and that you can ask him for help with anything, then that is going to be an unending source of peace in your day. And the psalm almost ends with verse 10, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. When you wake up, be still and know that he is God. Be still and know who is in control. Be still and know that you are at peace with God. Well, we've had to think about the things that we want, that we think will bring true peace. We've had to think about the things that we need. But how do they match up? Is God going to give you what you want? Well, the answer is yes, and the answer is no. Yes, you will have real, objective peace with God that doesn't change and that lasts for eternity. Yes, you can know who is in control and know that he is on your side. Yes, you can know that through faith in Jesus, God absolutely, unchangingly loves you so, so much. Friends, if that's not true peace, I don't know what is. So the answer is yes, but it's also no. If what you want is everything, all these things around you, to be just right, all relationships, all financial woes, all depression, everything, then that is not the reality of life on this earth. We live in a world where people have chosen to live without God as their ruler and Lord. And so we live in a world that is messy. It's very messy. Things are not right. Relationships are incredibly strained. Finances are stressful. Work is just a pain in the backside at times. Not my work, of course. It is messy. But with God, when you are in relationship with Him, He can help these things because He is God Almighty. He is God in control, not God out of control. He affects our daily lives. He makes a difference every day. We need to talk to Him about our daily lives. Ask Him for help. Be on our knees before Him. And know that He is in control and have peace about that. We know the Creator. And the thing that keeps me going is that one day, when Jesus returns, or we die and go to be with God in heaven, whichever comes first, everything will be just right. No more mourning, no more dying, no more pain, no more tears, no more sorrows, but rather a sweet, sweet eternity in the presence of God who loves you more than you can ever grasp. That is the certainty we have as followers of Jesus. And because of Jesus. And there is no greater certainty to life. So the answer is yes and no. So how do we live in this tension? The tension is that we're still on here on earth where life is very messy, and yet we know we are going to a place where life is very good. So how do we live with it? Well, let me finish by pointing out a few things. Firstly, start trusting in Jesus now for your salvation and not yourself. If you think that somehow your peace and your standing before God is based upon what you do, then actually you are very arrogant to think that God might ever accept you because you are good enough for Him. You are not. You need Jesus to stand in for you. You need to be justified through faith in Jesus. Secondly, how do you live in this tension? You get to know God. You spend time getting to know Him. You invest in that time to understand that He knows you and that He loves you. We need to be convinced of that. We're like mules sometimes. Okay? We need to be convinced. And His Word, the Bible, if you read it, will convince you. If you spend time thinking about it, it will show you that He absolutely loves you. Thirdly, you need to trust that He is the real ruler, that He is in control, and that you can take refuge in Him. When the waves are getting bigger and when the bow is breaking, remember who is in charge of the waves and whom you can take refuge in to help you ride out the storm. And fourthly and finally, never lose sight of the end. Never lose sight of the fact, and I say fact because it is, that when you die, you will spend eternity in heaven with God. Never forget that this is the same fact and truth every day. No matter what storms are raging around you, the end will be sweet, sweet heaven. Friends, true peace is found in God, and that can only come through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. As the last words of the Bible say, "Come, Lord Jesus, come." Let us say that together now. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.